Report: Hunter Biden hires Hollywood attorney for legal work, financial backing. By Wendell Hasebo on May 9, 2022. Hunter Biden has reportedly hired a big-shot Hollywood attorney for legal work and financial backing while he is probed for potential tax fraud, money laundering, and violation of lobbying laws. Kevin Morris, an attorney who crafted high-profile entertainment in Hollywood, has been retained by Hunter Biden to craft legal and media strategy, according to CBS News. Entering the bruising political fight is an unusual move for Morris, who has long been a maverick in Hollywood. Morris founded a law firm that represented a cast of A-list stars and then began writing fiction and producing documentaries. He also subsequently helped negotiate another South Park deal, this one worth a reported $900 million, with MTV Entertainment Studios, which is part of the CBS News parent company Paramount. Hunter Biden and Morris both live in the Los Angeles area, where the president's son has been living while painting and selling his artwork. At one time, the law firm Morris founded was representing celebrities that included Matthew McConaughey, Ellen DeGeneres, Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Saldana, Zach Galifianakis, Chris Rock, and Laura Linney. Morris also has authored two novels and a book of short stories. Morris has reportedly financed Hunter's defense and paid for Hunter's overdue taxes in excess of $1 million. Hunter paid the massive tax bill by taking out a loan, the New York Times reported in March. The tax payment does not protect Hunter from any potential incoming charges. As a grand jury continues the probe into Hunter's corrupt international business dealings, Hunter's taxes are just one potential crime among many. Working with his family, including his father, former Vice President Joe Biden, the probe into Hunter may include his business dealings with Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings and a Chinese energy conglomerate. The probe into Hunter's corrupt business ventures has been ongoing for years. Trump-appointed U.S. prosecutor David Weiss has been weighing whether there is sufficient evidence to indict Hunter. The 20-year federal prosecutor will have to weigh if there is enough evidence to seek a federal grand jury indictment against Hunter in an investigation that may end up including other members of the Biden family, such as Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, and potentially the president himself. In April, President Biden's chief law enforcement officer, Attorney General Merrick Garland, promised the Senate he would not interfere with the probe into Hunter's shady business dealings. "He is supervising the investigation and I'm not at liberty to talk about internal Justice Department deliberations, but he is in charge of that investigation," Garland said. The investigation could engulf Joe Biden. Though Joe Biden and his team have deflected and denied at least 9 times that he had no knowledge of his family's corrupt business dealings, evidence shows Joe Biden has played a role in his family's business dealings at least 11 times. Polling shows Americans do not believe Joe Biden's denials. 58% believe Joe Biden has indeed played a role in his family's business, according to a Harris poll. 60% say Hunter has sold influence and access to Joe Biden. The poll also shows 67% believe Joe Biden should be impeached if he secretly participated and facilitated in the family's business. Text messages from 2019 on Hunter's laptop from Hal depict the Biden family payout mechanism. The instrument indicates a collection of 50% of familial salaries for 30 years. "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years," Hunter texted to his daughter in 2019. "It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary." The Biden's family payment mechanism of collecting 50% of family salaries for 30 years could be legal predicates for racketeering charges, according to former Utah U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.